Hillary wrote on Saturday, I guess, when she wrote about the Peace Corps, and she called me and said, do you still want to go back to Peace Corps? And there's a paragraph in there which says, Warriors no longer wants to go back to Peace Corps, that he's very happy at the White House. That's the only person who's asked me a question along those lines in the last week. Secondly, as far as leaving the press secretary's job is concerned, nobody's talked to me about that. Although NBC, it got out at NBC that Ray Shearer had talked to me about the job. Time magazine had it, but decided not to use it. Bill Lawrence knew about it. Then it got out also that Lawrence had talked to me. Not about the job itself, I mean, not about taking the job, but about the job itself. This was all weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. So it's gotten out that I've talked to Shearer and Lawrence. Got out from the other side. Number three, that story sounds like an effort on part of somebody to embarrass me by contrasting as Reston did falsely other people and me. I know that I've talked to nobody in the press about anything along those lines, except to talk to Shearer and Lawrence about the job, not in terms of taking it, just in terms of its problem. As for the other subject you just mentioned, I would hope that you would take my word or expression of opinion on it and somebody else's judgment about me. I think it's too much in the White House now. People passing on their judgments about other people and being way off base. No more to that than the fact that they, like everybody else, Dick and I were very tired yesterday. No more so than you or anybody else, but as I say, we weren't dancing around the hall singing or anything. Simply because, like everyone else, we'd been working. Dick left after the Vietnam section was wrapped up, went to the ham and went to sleep. I presume he's still there, sleeping. He was quite satisfied, as I was, particularly with the foreign policy section. I kept expressing to Jack, more than to Joe, but particularly to Jack, and also to Joe, concerns I had with the speech all day. I tend to give a straightforward opinion, sometimes not even when asked. And I kept agitating for changes and ideas all day, which I always considered it my job to do. And very frankly, I agree with what David Brinkley said last night after the speech. That it was eloquent and fascinating.
I think. Was there anything you wanted in the speech that wasn't in there?
Nope.
I didn't have any suggestions from you that I vetoed that I know of.
Nope. And anybody who suggests that there was is just wrong. They're taking the process of making a speech in the wrong way. Sometimes you just have to.
You don't know how the time I had getting you to pass on every sentence, and I tried to get Dick. And I called him. I got him in a time or two, and I did all I could to get every person that ever looked at it in agreement. It's pretty hard to get them all in agreement.
We locked ourselves up to do some work on it for about an hour and a half there yesterday afternoon, which most of which you accepted, some of which you didn't. But we expressed to no one anything that would lead them to. But in fact, very frankly, I haven't seen or talked to Dick since about 4:30 or 5 yesterday afternoon, when he brought the Vietnam section back into my office. And he said, "I've just got to go." And I said, "Well, go on and go to sleep, and I'll talk to you in the morning before I go." And I came right on in with the Vietnam section. As usual, the door was open to your office. I walked in, and when you got the Vietnam section, I said, "I believe this is the best section." And you took it and said, "Let's take it." And so the judgment that was expressed to you was simply A, misreading the situation, and B, interpreting what I've always done on every speech in the wrong way. I fought all day yesterday for what I believe was good for the speech.
I was fighting against it. I kind of left it up to you hardly to organize this thing, and I have for 2 weeks here, and since I was in Texas when y'all were working on it and going to get it ready. And after Jack sent his stuff down, we all agreed that it wasn't what we wanted, and we agreed that Dick should come down and work on it. I have not been dictatorial about what would go in the speech or what wouldn't. I've given my ideas on when I'm reviewing it. I think a rather minimum contribution for the principal. Generally speaking, I think I've taken the base of the whole thing. Pretty hard for me, though, to take 7,900 words and just swallow them and say, "That's where we go with that, no changes."
Well, when I use the word fighting, I just use
who are we fighting with? That's what I don't know.
I just use that as...
I would assume you were in charge of the whole total speech and as the dictator of all of it if you wanted to be. If you were kind of commissioned as to pull in the people, and you were the most experienced, more than Joe, and certainly a little better balanced than Dick, and I rather felt that I was unconscious of any disagreement with you.
Well, that's exactly right.
And if you were fighting with anybody, I was unaware of it.
Because
I'm the only one who has to be satisfied, and I've been reasonably well satisfied with everything we had. I would like to add a little bit to it, and I've tried to kind of protect my flank with the political standpoint as I saw it. I may be wrong, but did you hear the interview tonight of Ford and Dirksen?
No, sir.
Well, I had the sentence that you observed it, I guess, on poverty, which I tried to get in. Did you see what I said about that?
Yes, sir.
It was a sentence that somebody over there worked up, and I added it. I thought it did it with good protection, but they spent all evening on the poverty thing, and they had a very vicious, and I think we're going to have it more vicious than we anticipate on all of our great society programs. So I want to contribute what I can to ward it off and help if I can ahead of time. And I didn't realize that anybody was really being disagreeable. I thought Abe was trying to, as a craftsman, put a little better word, and I thought he and Clark did magnificent suggestions.
The speech really took a turn for the better when you and Clark and Abe sat in there and worked on it. I told reporters all last night that I had never seen you so personally involved in a speech, and that the straightforward the straightforward eloquence is the term I used privately to guys, Cassie Mackin and others, of it came from the fact that you worked on it all day. Now, the choice of a word I had a minute ago was an unfortunate word. That's not what I meant. I did consider that I was coordinating it. I had no problems.
I had the feeling you got angry this morning and kind of sucked all day long after you left the room. I may be wrong, but I just got that feeling, and I got it that you got irritated because I said I'd read Dick's memorandum on distributing advanced copies. And I thought that you felt that that wasn't a thing to do. And when I told you, well, now, I'm not asking you for that now. Let's discuss this later. I thought that you just puffed up like a powder pigeon. That was my honest evaluation of it. And I never did think you really got over it, because I'd ask you to come in and you'd get tied up and just really not come as you normally would when a boss asks you. And I thought that was affected by our meeting this morning, but no use us reviewing that at a quarter of one or two. Are you going to leave? What time are you leaving in the morning?
Well, I'm trying to get away at 11.
All right. We can talk about it in the morning. Now, who is going to be in charge? You going to be gone on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
And who's going to be in charge and you're going to leave?
Joe. Mr. President, on that, and that's a very important point to me that you just made, I did not react any way to what you said about the not putting out the text, because we go through that all the time. It's your job to protect your freedom up to the last moment, and it's my job to try to protect your interests with the press.
Yeah, God helped us, though, if I'd had to put it out 3 this afternoon, because I'd sure had a different speech tonight.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Now, what happened that, and I haven't mentioned this to anybody, to no one, I mean no one, what happened at the meeting yesterday morning in your bedroom, that got me very confused and disturbed, was a statement you made which caused me to think that you thought I was behind the Marvin Watson stories. You said something to the effect that if you want to go around with the press, or if you want to be disloyal to your colleagues, and if you want to play up to the press in order to stay on good terms with them, you go ahead, but I'm not going to do it. Well, that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I may have been wrong, and I didn't say a word to one person about it, not one person. But it seemed to be saying to me, I know what you're doing with the press, and I just nothing could be further from the truth. Privately and publicly, I have been faithful in regard to Marvin. And I've done so because I felt I wanted to do so, and because I felt that they were trying to get it. But I didn't let that interfere with yesterday. The fact that I was coming in and out of your office yesterday, I mean, you called me, was simply because of the fact that I was back in the office trying, A, to keep on working with Dick, who was sitting there, on the speech so that we could translate our ideas to you up until the last minute, and B, because at the same time, simultaneously, I was taking what you all had done and putting it into the mimeograph machine, and I was doing that personally, page by page, with Carol, so that when it went down just as you all had done it.
Well, it's all behind us now, and I think that it's a great relief, and I have no association of anything that I said to you in connection with Marvin, I think it you may must interpret something that I said generally to apply to a specific case, which I don't. I think that you do have a different relationship with them, and I think that you need to have, from what I do. And what all I'm trying to do is struggle and preserve and for myself until I, my last heartbeat is complete succumbing to their domination. I'm not going to do it if I can help it, and I don't think there's much the president can do except consider it theirs. He's a good one.